Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Hey, it's John Hanson, and it's another Mesero Monday. We drop another pod on you every Monday, and you can hear the folks from Mesero live on the first Monday of every month, traditionally, on Your Money Matters, around 6 o'clock in the evenings. We're talking with Greg Lunsford, and we've been talking about IRAs, Roth IRAs. All right, what the heck's a backdoor Roth IRA?
Great question, John. So we've talked about traditional IRAs, and we've talked about Roth IRAs. Traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs are types of accounts, and sometimes I hear people say, well, where can I get a backdoor IRA? A backdoor IRA is not a type of account. It is not a product. It is more of a strategy.
Okay.
So when we talked about Roth IRAs, remember we spoke about everyone does not qualify to go directly into a Roth IRA.
Right.
There are income limitations on who can participate in the Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a higher earner and you can't directly go into an IRA, what some people will do is what is called a backdoor IRA, which is a strategy, whereas anyone can have a traditional IRA.
Right.
They will contribute to the traditional IRA and then immediately move the money from the traditional IRA into the Roth IRA and pay the taxes on it so that the money, once it hits the Roth IRA, will grow tax-free, tax-deferred, and come out tax-free.
See, like a backdoor makes it sound shady, but this is completely legal.
This is completely legal.
Because you're paying the taxes on it.
You're paying the taxes on it.
But then it goes into a Roth. Are there income limitations for opening up a backdoor Roth IRA? Are they similar to what a Roth IRA limitations are?
So there are no income limitations on setting up a traditional IRA. Remember?
Right.
So you could just put in the $6,500
mm-hmm.
and then immediately move it into a Roth.
Okay, immediately. Yes. And you pay the tax on the
$6,500.
Is there a good time? Like, is it better when maybe some people might think, oh, maybe it's better when the market's lower because maybe your IRA's gone down and you're paying less tax. Do a lot of people do that? Have they done that? And did they do that in 2022?
Oh, so absolutely. So let's say that you have a number of shares in a stock in your traditional IRA, and
mm-hmm.
you say, hey, the market just went down. I know I want to continue to own this company, but now the shares are worth less. Good time to push that over into your Roth,
mm-hmm.
Pay taxes on a lower market value, and then hopefully the shares appreciate inside of the Roth instead of the traditional, and then you can take those shares down the road out tax-free.
Okay. Who is it the best idea for to do that? Someone that doesn't necessarily need the money right away? Like what does that person look like, do you think?
Absolutely. You at least have to have a five-year window where you're not going to call on these funds
mm-hmm.
To make this make sense. And it is best used, at least I use it most, with my clients who are retirees before they turn the age for required minimum distributions, which is 73. So I may have a retiree that now fell down several tax brackets. Once they go into retirement, they may be mid to late 60s or early 60s. And so we can, over a number of years until they turn 73, just do small conversions. And that way, when they turn 73, the traditional IRA has less in it. So there are less required minimum distributions at the time because we've taken those dollars out over a period of time in lower tax brackets.
Well, that's a great transition into RMDs. So when you turn 73 now,
because mm-hmm.
this number keeps on changing,
yes.
you must take out percentages of your retirement accounts, correct? Of your traditional IRAs?
That's correct, because remember, the gift of the IRA, as well as the 401k or 403b, if you're going into traditional 401k, 403b, and other types of vehicles, is you put the money in tax-free. So it's never been taxed before. So what the government is saying is, hey, before your life expectancy ends, we want you to pay us some taxes because we gave you this wonderful benefit, but there is some price that you're
yes.
going to have to pay for it. So what happens is the IRS has a table. It's based on what they predict your life expectancy to be. And every year you are given a percentage to take out of your account based on what that table says.
For sure. And Roth IRAs do not have that RMD.
Roths do not have RMDs because you pay taxes at some point in time. And one thing to point out, though, you have to be very careful with the RMDs that you do take them. There is a severe penalty if you do not take
yes,
the RMD.
Yes, 50%, right?
Well, they now have lowered it to 25%, but it's still very punitive.
For sure. That's good to know. Greg Lunsford, I appreciate your time on this one.
Thank you.
All right.